And that very familiar theme means it's time for Cinema Chat, WEMU's weekly survey of all things movies and more. But with an unfamiliar voice this week, David Fair is away from the station. I'm Michael Jewett, host of 89.1 Jazz and Blues Time. Always thrilled to sit in for David Fair and welcome the man that is all about Cinema Chat for the Michigan Theater. Hello, Russ Collins. How are we doing?
Well, hello, Michael Jewett. And I always love doing Cinema Chat with you because you are a true movie lover. And it's always great to talk to a fellow movie lover and river rat. But we won't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't rub that in too much. plenty on the local film front and the industry. So let's just dive into it because it's another full slate this week.
Absolutely. Well, the Ann Arbor Film Festival is playing virtually this year. So you can get to that by going to AnnArborFilmFestival.org or AAFilmFestival.org. So make sure you miss that. Don't miss that. It's playing, you know, today. It opened on Tuesday, actually, and playing through Sunday. So go to their website, check out their program, and you can experience it virtually. We look forward to, and the Ann Arbor Film Festival expects to be back at the Michigan Theater in 2022. So we'll look forward to that, but you can see it online, and they've got a lot of great stuff. It's Ann Arbor's great film festival, started in 1963. It's the fourth oldest film festival in North America, so go check it out. A real special thing about Ann Arbor.
Yeah, last year they put this all together virtually in like a week or something, but this year they have a little more prep time. So good on them. Good on the film festival.
Absolutely. One other virtual program that we're doing at the Michigan Theater is Women's Voices Film Series, which is a series of four films. And we've opened the last film. The previous three films is Mama Africa, Miriam Makeba, Martha, A Picture Story, Made in Bangladesh. And then the film that we're opening this week, Her Name is Chef, is a documentary about women's role as chefs, which has been a male-dominated part of the restaurant industry for a long, long time. But there's a tremendous number of really excellent female chefs, and we have four excellent female chefs that are going to talk about the movie on Monday at 7 o'clock, Monday the 29th.
Oh, okay.
Abby Olinsky from Spencer's, Allie Little from Lala Ann Arbor, Ji-Hai Kim from Miss Kim, and Eve Aronoff from Frita Bentitos. So anyway, go check that out.
What a fantastic, fantastic way to wrap up Women's History Month for,
Absolutely, wow, absolutely. Wow, yeah. So we got this great film, Her Name is Chef, and then on Monday, a very special session that we're doing with those four chefs. So you can get more information about that at michtheater.org.
Cool.
Of course, we're super happy to be open at the State and Michigan Theater. We're open weekends. And this weekend, we're opening a film called 6 Minutes to Midnight with a cast that I think you like quite a bit.
Oh, man. You have me at Judy Dench.
Judy Dench, absolutely. She's the headmaster of a school. And Eddie Izzard plays a new teacher that goes to the school. And it actually, it's set in England, but it's set in 1939 when the school is actually teaching Nazi Germany's daughters, the daughters of many of the leaders. And Eddie Izzard is becoming aware that this is just not right. It's just wrong. But he runs into a lot of resistance from some of the society around that school. 6 Minutes to Midnight is a very
ominous title. Yeah, ominous title. It sounds like a pretty tense viewing in a good way.
Absolutely. And great performances. Besides Judy Dench and Eddie Izzard, James Darcy and Jim Broadbent. So a great, great British cast. Interesting period film. Go check that out. It opens Friday at the State Theater.
Yeah, a lot of great talent in that one. Okay.
Yep. And speaking of great talent, Benedict Cumberbatch. Last week we opened up a film that he stars in called The Courier, which is about he's a little bit against character because he plays this really average kind of guy who's a really great salesman, but he's recruited by MI6 and the CIA to be a courier of Russian secrets from one of their inside folks in Russia. And Rachel Brosnahan, who's plays Mrs. Maisel on that TV series, which is wonderful, plays the CIA operative. And then it's got also a great performance of the Russian hero Oleg Penkovsky by Mirab Nandinsky, who's really terrific. So go check that Russian actor.
That just sounds kind of interesting. Benedict Cumberbatch is a really talented actor, but he's usually like the smartest guy or one of the smartest people in the room. That's kind of, you know, he's Sherlock. He's, you know,
he's the quintessential Sherlock. Yeah.
Right. He's Doctor Strange. He's, you know, in the Marvel universe, is pretty on top of things and everything. You know, and in other roles, but to kind of see him play run of the mill, kind of, that sounds intriguing. So actually, you got a couple of good kind of slow burn. Sounds like slow medium burn thrillers now playing.
So absolutely.
Okay, if you're into that, you definitely got your choices there.
Yep, and then we have a whole list of Academy Award nominated pictures. The one that we're playing this week is Sound of Metal, and it's got the director and co-writer Darius Marder has been nominated for awards for writing Best Picture. It's also nominated for the lead actor, who's Riz Ahmed, and Paul Rossi, who's the best supporting actor, but it's the sound editing that is sure to win the Academy Award because the lead character is a heavy metal drummer who, after a really adrenaline-infused one-night gig, night after night after night, his hearing starts to become intermittent. He gets a diagnosis that he's about to lose his hearing. And so the sound editing actually takes you inside his head in a very, very clever way.
Hmm.
So you get to experience this guy losing his hearing and then how he adapts. And the film is really about him adapting to the fact that he's going to be deaf and learning sign language and this very out there, aggressive, drug-addled guy. Coming to terms with himself, coming to terms with his disability, and finding a community in the deaf community. So Sound of Metal is a really great film to go check out. We're going to play at the Michigan Theater, which has a really outstanding sound system.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, Sound of Metal.
It definitely has a decidedly David Fair headbanging metal hair band era type appeal. That's a long way of saying it, that David would be into it. But, yeah, got it.
You and I will kidnap him and bring him to this movie.
There you go. It'll be good for him. It'll be good experience for him.
Absolutely.
For him. Yeah.
Oh, we're also playing Mank, which is about Herman Mankiewicz and the creation of the Citizen Kane. It's directed by David Fincher. His late father did the screenplay. Again, a lot of nominations for Best Picture, Best Actor, for Gary Oldman, and Best Supporting Actor for Amanda Seyfried. So check that out. The Father, which is another great set of acting. It's also nominated for Best Picture. It stars Olivia Colman as the daughter of the protagonist, who's played by Anthony Hopkins, and he's the guy that's in the middle of dementia. His daughter, played by Olivia Colman,
I read a feature about Anthony Hopkins at this stage in his career. Just Hopkins and Olivia Colman in a project together. Just talent alone. That's put that on the list. Yeah,
they both won Academy Awards too.
And
they're up for it this
boy,
time
a lot
as well.
A lot of great acting talent now playing.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
for sure. Speaking of acting talent, we're continuing with Minari. And it already won a Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film. It's nominated for Best Picture for the Academy Award. And it's got Steven Yeun, who was in Burning, which was a Japanese film.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is his nomination for an Oscar is the first time an Asian-American actor, male actor, has been nominated. If I'm not mistaken, it's kind of a breakthrough thing, big breakthrough thing.
And it's also nominated for Best Picture. So, and people really like this film too. It's a family drama about a family with a young child, mom, dad, and a young child, who moved to the middle of Arkansas in the Ozark Mountains to set up a farm. And they're chicken sexers, which is an interesting job, but it's really quite a specialty kind of eye. And uh, uh, they're they invite the wife's mother over to stay with them, and none of them really like her very much, but she becomes an endearing character that really is, it is charming. So go check that out. And then we've got Nomadland, which is an odds-on favorite to win the Best Picture, but really it's Chloe Zhao, who's almost a lock.
Yeah, she's
director.
Chloe Zhao is having a moment, not just for Nomadland. She's also the director of one of the upcoming Marvel movies, directing a really, really dynamic, that's coming out in the fall more than likely. So Chloe Zhao is going to get,
right?
Yeah, she's the director of Marvel's The Eternals, which is going to probably be the next really mind-blowing, you know, genre-bending thing for Marvel. Out later this fall. Ruska, I have no idea where the time goes. I have no idea
it's
where the
true.
Time's... It's the, we're talking movies here and stuff, and the time just disappears. Russ Collins of the Michigan Theater, michtheater.org for all the latest movies and more. Always a pleasure to do this, so thank you. Thank you so much.
It is an honor to talk to a movie lover, and if you love Chloe Zhao, we've also got her first film, Songs My Brother Taught Me Online, so go check it out.
Good
deal. The movies.
Good deal. Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU, listener-supported public radio from Eastern Michigan University, WEMU.org.
From Hollywood.